This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Above average temperatures stretch across more than half of the country. CBS's Omar Villafranca reports from Plano, Texas.
40-plus days of triple digits here in Texas, in North Texas, and that's rough. Grass is dead. If you're going to do anything, you got to leave it the early morning or late at night. That's usually the times to get active, because if you try to go out during the heat of the day, it's just a dangerous situation.
The heat is also hitting the Great Lakes area and along the East Coast into New England. United Airlines' entire fleet across the U.S. and Canada was stopped for about an hour this afternoon. More from CBS's Errol Barnett.
It began with an ominous statement. United Airlines experiencing a system-wide technology issue. The FAA advising the airline was unable to contact their dispatch through normal means. The impact, a nationwide ground stop, halting all of the airline's departures in North America. The alert was issued at roughly 1 p.m. Eastern Time, and just over an hour later, United lifted the ground stop, saying it was a software update, but even small problems can create massive headaches.
A federal judge sentences Enrico Tarrio, to the former head of the far-right Proud Boys extremist group, to more than two decades in prison for his role in the riot at the U.S. Capitol. CBS's Skylar Henry reports.
Before the sentence was handed down, Tarrio asked for mercy, saying how sorry he was for the events that occurred that day. Judge Timothy Kelly pointed to this message Tarrio sent after the Capitol had been breached, saying, quote, "Proud of my boys and my country," and telling them not to leave.
An impeachment trial for Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is underway, with the Republican facing multiple accusations of bribery, obstruction of justice, and misuse of power. He has pleaded not guilty. CBS's Janet Shamlian reports from Houston.
There are 12 Democratic votes that seem a sure thing. There are 19 Republican senators, so they only need 9 Republican votes. And there is some belief that they have that.
The price of gas is on the rise again, according to AAA, and drivers in Southern California are among those feeling it the worst. KCBS-TV's Jasmine Veal.
AAA says gas prices are up more than 3 cents per gallon here in L.A. over just the last week, more than 4 cents per gallon in Orange County.
26 days ago, Elizabeth Wilkins and Tom Schwartz were on a trip when their home in Alaska collapsed into a river during a flood. The video went viral. They lost most of their possessions, including their cat, Leo. Some good news, someone found Leo, and the three have been reunited in Juneau. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Baugh.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons, like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
When you want something so badly, what you're able to justify and rationalize and get over. So I would say there's not a non-zero chance.
But what record would she run on? Foxconn?
I mean, what did she run on for governor? Probably the same thing.
I just remember her warning about people will be marrying coffee tables once gay marriage is allowed. So I'd like her to run just so I can ask her how many of those weddings she's been to.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the Civic Media app.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Well, we have a house. Yeah. It's like, well, the bank has a house.
The bank's letting us stay here.
Coffee cups and empty LaCroix cans and empty disposable coffee cups.
Come find me. I dare you. I got a ring system.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Back to school. Back to school. To prove to Dad that I'm not a fool. That's all that was on my head this morning. As officially, I know some kids started in Wisconsin mid-August, but I always think of the week after Labor Day as being the official start of school. I don't think there's anyone. There's some college kids that are on trimesters that are not back. But for the most part, K through 12, everyone's back today. And I just want to ask Greg, was the first day of school a happy day, or did you dread it typically?
I dreaded it.
You dreaded it. Why?
Yeah, such a downer. I didn't like school.
Okay.
We talked about this before. I was a bullied kid. So going back to the...
Well, what did you spend your summers doing that you relished it so much?
Went outside, did Parks and Rec, played guitar, that kind of thing.
Just didn't have to be with other kids?
Didn't have to. Well, I was with other kids, but I was with other neighborhood kids versus my school was like a Catholic school, so it was a lot of kids from all over the place. So I didn't see them a lot. They weren't my neighborhood kids.
Okay.
So yeah.
So if you have thoughts on what you used to, what the first day of school used to feel like, 844-967-2789. But a more serious question, I think, for our listeners is, what challenge are you most worried about when it comes to Wisconsin schools this year? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Because it's not a short list of things to choose from. I think the most glaring one is staff shortages in general. Not only just teachers, but as of this weekend, there's also, this weekend, there were multiple articles talking about the bus driver shortage across the state. And specifically here, right in Waukesha, I guess on August 31st, families directly impacted by canceled and adjusted routes were sent additional emails advising of the cancellations and changes. So August 31st was Thursday, and school started today.
Yeah.
So not a huge amount of time to be able to make alternative plans to get your kids to school. But this is not just a Waukesha problem. WPR also had an article out talking about, you know, an estimated average of 15 to 20% of driver positions are unfilled statewide.
It's weird you say that. My cousin posted an email that she got saying, you know how your kid was registered for buses? No.
Sorry. Which district are they in?
I think they're in Waukesha, I believe. I'm not.
Yeah. So that just came down last week as far as the understanding, like, oh, we do not have enough drivers. And so now they're in a scenario where there are students who will get picked up like way early. And some kids who won't even get picked up until the first bell is already rung, because that's what the routes have to be to look like. And so there's teacher shortages, there's mental health staff shortages, there are bus driver shortages. So are you most worried about staff shortages? Are you most worried about funding and how we're bankrolling two systems? Are you most worried about the ongoing culture wars and stuff happening, whether it's anti-LGBTQ plus rhetoric from school boards or from parents, Moms for Liberty in being very invested in your school district? Is it books being banned? What is your top concern, knowing that there's a hefty competition? 844-967-2789.
Got Charles from Green Bay. Charles, what are you concerned about this school year?
Qualified teachers.
Qualified teachers.
I taught school for 38 years, and during that time frame, they kept changing the rules on how, you know, you, Tommy Thompson was, oh, you have to have a master's degree. Then it got to, you know, Scott Walker, we're gonna bust the unions, you know. And when I got out, it was after Scott Walker, because I was afraid he was going to do what Tommy Thompson did and try to steal money out of my retirement fund. But the fact of the matter is, you. Why don't we get back to the basics? Math, reading, science, history, and stop playing, you know, that history hasn't happened.
Mm-hmm.
That's horse manure. You know, the fact of the matter is that these people who, you know, and there's an old statement. People who teach, there are people who can teach, and the people who can't teach are politicians.
Is that an old saying? I'm not sure if I've ever heard that one before, Charles.
Who make rules for how the teachers teach.
Yeah. Well, that is always, to me, the fact that we have politicians who, you know, I think at one point, this might be a little fuzzy, but it's like something in like one-fifth of them are real estate developers or landlords. And like their actual ability of like being healthcare providers, working in schools, like it's not like a lot of them have actually done those things. But here's my question, Charles. So I hear you as far as we want qualified teachers, but as we are dealing with just a lack of teachers in general, how do you square those two things off as far as like we also just need to hire teachers? And so do we, like, how do you fix that?
To retire.
Who needs to retire?
Don't force teachers to retire.
Is that happening?
It is. It is throughout the state. I taught school for 38 years. In the last 3 months of teaching, I had two letters of reprimand put into my file for doing what I had done for 38 years.
Wow.
Excuse me. And the fact of the matter is, one situation was that I had documentation from the federal government that I could do what I was doing, and the person won't even read it. That's how the administration was working at that time. That, I'm pardon my language, but that was bunk.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
there's no reason for something when you can prove that what you're doing is legal. I was a band teacher and I was copying music. For example, let me just tell you the law. It reads something like this. It says, if you buy the music and you're, for example, there's 100 pieces of music and you have 110 people in your band, you can copy music for those other 10 people as long as you do not make a profit when you perform the music. So if I charged to come to the concert, I couldn't do it. If I do the concert for free, legally, I can do it. The person who I had would not even look at the copyright laws, which I was on the copyright law list for changes in the law. So I had a brand new, you know, like it was a, I have a book that showed what you could do. And the person would not listen. And I was insubordinate for that. So I solved that problem real easy. I had a dear friend of mine write the music for me and put my name on the music, so it's my music.
Well, thanks so much for the call, Charles. But I agree with you that we definitely need more qualified teachers, and I think that goes hand in hand with also just like attracting and retaining more teachers. So thanks for the call. We got Dave from the Shaw. Dave, what are you most concerned about this school year?
Hi, Kristen. I've got a few concerns. The first one is for the safety of my kids in class. Constantly concerned about school shootings and things like that. And my wife teaches. She's a public school teacher as well. So it's like the three people that I love the most are in public schools all day long. And I think it's like a perpetual concern. And I know that I'm not alone in sharing that. But as a resident of Waukesha and someone who has to, hear our name dragged through the mud constantly because of mishaps by the school district, like, yeah, my concern is, will it ever end in Waukesha? Like, will we ever have competent leadership that, you know, this is our third year in a row now that we're running into, we're in the news for terrible things. Mm-hmm. And it's the lunch program, it's anti-LGBTQ policies, it's free speech issues with Melissa Temple. And now here we are leading the way with bus issues that are preventing kids from being in the classroom. I've seen about the quote from Chinatown, and it's like, forget it, Kristen, it's Waukesha. that's what keeps coming. Like, that's what I'm just going to keep calling in and saying, like, every time we're in the news, just forget it, because we're always going to be in the news, unfortunately, it feels like.
Do you know, because I know you were very active, Dave, how many seats are up for re-election for the Waukesha School Board in the spring?
You know, funny enough, there's three of them up for re-election, and they're all WIS-red GOP-backed candidates that have just driven our district into the ground.
Oh, does that mean you're going to run and challenge one of them?
You know, I because my wife teaches in the district, I'm choosing not to.
Okay.
Run, but I think we've got some really qualified candidates that would be phenomenal and help us not have these issues on a perpetual basis.
Yeah, because I think that's the thing, as we like, because I don't think you're alone as far as the frustration with your own school district. I've heard from other people across the state, and that are, it's similar, right? It's other WIS red candidates. It's school boards that are focused on the wrong things instead of the bigger problems like staffing shortages. And so knowing that 6-ish months from now, like, it will be election season again, and like being aware of what school board seats are available and open to run for, and getting really good, great people to run for them is going to be really important. So thanks so much for the call, Dave. Obviously, we always appreciate your input as our local Waukesha parent. So we'll keep this going after the break. What tops your... We're back to school. Back to school. So you can answer the fun question. What did you look forward to when you went back to school? Or what do you remember on your first day of school always? Or what is your top concern for the year when it comes to Wisconsin schools? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. We'll be back right after the break.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby.
You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy?
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few showers and storms in the overnight. We'll see mostly cloudy skies at 66 degrees by daybreak. Northwest winds developing. Wednesday, showers and storms around, mostly cloudy. High just 69 degrees in the afternoon. Northwest winds up to 15. Currently 77 degrees.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Lines are stacked up. I'm getting to you in order. Do not hang up. Do not get impatient. I will get to you in order, starting with Joe of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Joe. What's in your mind today?
Thank you for the rundown, Matt. It's very, very helpful. And I'm going to just give a little shortened version of it because I think repetition is an important thing. The Republicans are acting like they're going to go ahead and impeach, quote, Ms. Protasiewicz, but our Constitution, our state Constitution, says that Supreme Court justices cannot be impeached unless there is evidence of crime or corruption. Right? Unlike the federal courts.
Correct.
Where,
correct.
Very different than the federal courts. And then so what we're saying is that, OK, go ahead and impeach her. But if there is no evidence, legal matters will start piling up real quickly. As people point out, there's no evidence of crime or corruption. So you can't do it, state legislature. And for Janet Protasiewicz, just don't step down and instead say there is original jurisdiction. There are four liberals on the Supreme Court. They have been voted in by the populace, and this is what the people want. And in addition, you cited another situation, which is, I can't remember, it was 2016 or 2017, where there was a decision that the sole arbiter of whether a Supreme Court justice recuses himself or not is that individual Supreme Court justice. So where we are is that there's no evidence of crime or corruption. She has the decision about whether she recuses herself or not. So the question was then, as you move through this, it was the federal courts would have no jurisdiction on this state issue. Our national Supreme Court has said that they're not going to interfere with issues that are related to gerrymandering. You indicated that, all right, well, maybe if they can get a sympathetic cops of some sort, they can arrest her. My question at that point, Matt, would be, under what? What legal jurisdiction would those cops go to arrest Janet Protasiewicz? To me, it seems like you're heading toward kidnapping. I mean, they have, you know, if you're a cop, you have to have some sort of reason. Well, wouldn't you have to have some sort of reason to arrest somebody?
Right. Right. Well, excellent synopsis. Let me just respond to it pretty quickly. The people that stormed the January 6th didn't have any basis for doing it either, and some of them were cops. Now, my cousin was a cop. My great uncle is a cop. 99% of all cops are wonderful people with a tough job. But all I'm saying is, what are the Republicans going to do if Janet Protasiewicz, backed up by Dalit, by Kurovsky, and by Ann Walsh Bradley, says, I've looked at it and I'm not recusing myself. And the 2017 decision was to protect Gableman, believe it or not, who should have recused himself. He got $1 million. He got a big contribution from the manufacturers, million, I think. And then he ended up saying that the excusing them for taxes is okay. All right. Well, sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. Janet Protasiewicz should not step down. She should put on her robe and get on that bench for every case. And all I'm saying is, if they go to federal court, there's no jurisdiction. And then how do they stop her? The only way they can stop her is by force. I do not put it past them. And if they do that, you're right. I mean, normally cops don't go in unless they have a warrant or there's a crime committed in their presence. They can't just do it for the hell of it. And I don't know if they'll get to that, but Voss and his people are essentially a cluster of cancer cells. That's all they are. Be very, very aware of this. And I think we all should let Janet know and let the Supreme Court know. We do not want a group. You said, perhaps inadvertently, you said, well, go ahead and impeach her. Well, no. I think what happens is they can't say we impeach her and we'll tell you about the evidence 2 months from now. They can't do that. They can't do that. What they got to say is we are impeaching her and here is the crime she committed or her corruption. They can't do that because there is none. She stays on the bench. Gina Beauclair, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Gina?
Wonders never cease with these bunch of frauds and thieves. You know, I mean, seriously, I mean, they need to be locked up themselves. I mean, these are the criminals going after an honest judge. What in the devil does that say about us and our state? I mean, we were already on MSNBC. Somebody was covering it, what they were trying to pull in our state. But, you know, how do we get him? I already called Boston and read him the right act. But anyway, how can we, you know, leave a message for the Supreme Court? Because that's one place I've never, you know, ever contacted for any reason to give support to our justices. Is there
well, here's what I, Gene, here's what I would do. Gene, call Josh Call's office and call Evers' office and tell them hold a press conference and say that this thing about impeachment is bogus, it's wrong. Act like fighting Bob La Follette. Act like Bill Proxmire. Act like Pat Lucey and get in their face. And let's get the big guns in the Democratic Party as well as the radio stations standing up to him. I really appreciate the call. Thanks a lot. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend, you're next. And then there's others on the line. Do not hang up. What's in your mind today, Bill?
Well, Robin, he's got to figure something out besides popcorn. You're going to try and pull this off. I think we got to countersue him with all charges, you know, going against him when the thing falls apart. So, in other words, they're going to pay damages. And we should run an audit on the time it's taking for this, the amount of time he's wasting of our valuable taxpayers' dollars. And let's just say that's not enough. All right. Let's start with his buddy Ron. And, Ron, you're always going to be charged with, you know, the Article 14, 14th Amendment, Section 3. You can't participate in elections. You're done. You're finished. You're done. So is Boss. Our problem is we don't have the backbone those guys have. You know, I don't know if you watched the Wisconsin game. Again, Wisconsin's got some great running backs. I used to teach that. And as a running back, you don't avoid your opponent. You roll them over. You run them over. You come at them face down, and you hit them with everything you got. Well, those boys did it this weekend. I saw it a couple of times. I wish our Democrats, we had some football players in there. Just run that route. Come right at them. Lower the boot. Put them on their back. I'm sick and tired of playing yes man and pansy to these guys. They only understand one thing, putting their butts in jail, charging them with real criminal content. They do wake up. You know, he stops worrying about the popcorn machine and he might go to work. He's worked a grand total of
Bob,
a few minutes.
I appreciate every one of your calls. We got to go to break. I see others on the line. I know who you are. I'm going to get you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
CBS News Brief. It is sweltering again for more than half the country. Correspondent Omar Villafranca is in Plano, Texas.
Texas's power operator has issued a weather watch for the rest of the week, and they're actually encouraging people to conserve power to avoid any possible outages, especially on Friday when the temperatures could reach 107.
A computer glitch forced United Airlines to temporarily ground all flights today. Those already on the tarmac were stuck. CBS's Errol Barnett.
One passenger posted, quote, not fun when you're in the absolute last row with four crying babies and it feels like 90 degrees in the plane.
Former Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio has been sentenced to 22 years in federal prison for his role in the January 6 attack.
His Proud Boys co-defendants received sentences ranging from 10 to 18 years, one of whom, Dominic Pizzola, shouted Trump won in the courtroom moments after his sentencing ended.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lin.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We go right to the lines. Bob, thank you for your patience. Bob of Madison, my friend, what's on your mind today?
Okay, the age issue, Trump versus Biden. There's a three-year difference, right? Well,
right.
Without adjustments, it is 7 years for Biden and 10 years for Trump is the life expectancy. But it's really the other way around because Trump is obese, body mass index of 32, and that's 3 years off. So he's actually only got 7 years left. And Biden has 10.65 years left because of his physical fitness. His physical fitness is worth 3.65 years for Biden. So actually, it's more like 10-7 the other way in favor of Biden.
Well, that's a terrific call. And let me comment a couple of things because you raise a very important issue. First of all, Biden is 80 and Trump is 77. Okay. We're not talking, Trump's no spring chicken. Okay. He's not in his salad days. The second thing is you're absolutely right about physical condition. When he came out and he said, I weighed 215 pounds, you know, when he went into jail. First of all, what I'm told is they don't actually weigh these guys. They frequently look at their driver's license or they take a good look at them. And remember, a guy gets on with his shoes and all that, and that's heavier. There's no way this guy's 215 pounds, right? I mean, let me be blunt. Guy sent me, it was very interesting. It was a picture of Muhammad Ali. He was called Cassius Clay at the time in the mid-60s. He fought Sonny Liston. And, you know, I remember him from my generation. Probably the greatest boxer in my view. Certainly a showman, but a marvelous boxer and a good guy. 215 pounds. He was 215. He was 215 pounds. And he was really fit. There is no way that if you put Trump next to Muhammad Ali, that they would look like they weigh the same. I mean, Trump weighs a lot more than that. Okay, I don't care. I mean, you know, I don't care normally, but you, what you said is very, very true. He is not just technically obese, and you do lose some points for that in life expectancy. Secondly, he has, you say, seven years. Okay, that puts him till 84. Biden has 10 years. That puts him to 90, and that's reasonable. One thing that nobody takes into account is your life expectancy increases the longer you live. Sounds like a paradox. Your life expectancy increases the longer you live. Biden made it to 80, so he has a life expectancy, goes well into his 80s to 90. Trump made it to 77. He's not a healthy looking thing, not at all healthy looking thing. And quite frankly, I think he's crazy, and he has... he's a sadomasochist. That's how he was described, and it had his head shrunk by a bunch of psychiatrists. But they were doing it remotely. They didn't talk to him directly, so okay. But the point is, he does not look healthy. He does not sound healthy. And 7 years might be generous. Might be generous. There are not a lot of guys that look like him that get into their late 80s. So frankly, health-wise, I go with Biden. And frankly, mental acuity, I go with Biden. Biden stuttered as a kid. He does what he can to handle it. But he's going to India and Vietnam on Thursday. You kidding me? He went to Ukraine. The Ruskies were told about it just before he landed. And they basically were told, if you bomb where he is, we will nuke you. I mean, I don't want to put it in the vernacular, but that's basically what they were told. And they were good boys for a change. We're going to the lines. Tom of West Allis, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind Day. Tom of West Allis.
Hey, good afternoon. Two things. One, if something happened to Trump, I'm sure the Democrats in the deep state would all be convinced that, or they would be all convinced that we killed him, because he will live forever. The other thing is, have you heard of this, these police sheriffs across the country now are taking classes because they believe that if they don't agree with the law, therefore they don't have to enforce it. And that there are classes that they're taking that are tax funder funded, that's a good word. But anyways, yes. And so when you were talking about a couple of sympathetic police officers, I was just thinking about that, like, wow, that wouldn't surprise me now.
Yeah, Tom, that's an excellent call. Let me say two things. I think, first of all, in your opening remarks, you said that the Democrats would think that he had been assassinated. I think you meant the Republicans. I hope nothing happens to Trump, and I hope nothing happens to Biden. We're not looking for that. All I'm saying is that Bob Madison was correct that Trump's physical condition shortens his lifespan actuarially, only actuarially, and Biden's physical condition increases his. The second thing is, I am familiar with what you describe, and let me discuss, and there's a sheriff in this state who belongs to it, and it's the sheriff in Racine County. And I forget the exact name, it's something like the Constitutional Sheriff's Association. And they meet. They have, and I think their ideology is exactly or similar, pardon me, to what you describe. And that is, they are looking to whether, you know, do we agree with the law? And they won't put it that way. They'll say, do we think the law is constitutional? Well, you know who decides what's constitutional is judges, not sheriffs. But there is a concern there. I do not ultimately believe that it will get to that. I repeat that 99% of police officers, sheriffs, anybody in law enforcement, I know a lot of them, they're very, very good people. They risk their lives. My cousin was a police officer. My great uncle was a police officer and was career. And I have the highest respect for them. There are, as in any profession, a very 1-2% whatever who you got to, frankly, you got to be careful about. And what you were describing is exactly correct. And all I am saying is, what is the end game for the Republicans, Voss? If Janet Protasiewicz, she's a free person, as Joe Madison said, that to interfere with her personally, her person would be a kidnapping. It would be an assault. It would be in a battery. It would be a felony, and without a warrant, and they're not going to get a warrant. She walks onto the bench, puts on her black robe as a justice. So do Rebecca Dallet. So do Jill Karofsky, and so do Ann Walsh Bradley. And I'm hoping Brian Hagedorn. I mean, Brian Hagedorn is a very good guy. There are a lot of things he stands for that differ from what I stand for. Okay. But he stood tall and he certified Biden, and the other three Republicans would not. Now, in this particular case, four of the seven justices, and I hope with Brian Hagedorn, five of the seven justices, will say it's up to Janet Protasiewicz under the 2017 decision whether or not she recuses herself. Justice Protasiewicz has advised that she does not recuse herself. Court is now in session. Now, what do they do? What does Voss do? Seriously, what does he do? Bill Oconomowoc said that he has no faith in the six tarantulas, neither do I. But the six tarantulas on the Supreme Court are in a box because no federal judge in this state, not a single one, will say that Janet Protasiewicz, just because this gerrymandered Republican legislature, quote, impeached her, end quote, and said, we'll give you the evidence a couple of months from now, and then the Senate a couple of years from now will take it up, is going to say that that's constitutional. So I do not think the six tarantulas will be able to, in my judgment, the six tarantulas can suddenly say, all right, we ducked state redistricting on political grounds before, but we'll step in now. I think at some point that's a bridge too far. So what happens? She walks onto the bench and she has the support of a majority of the Supreme Court, maybe a very considerable majority, five of the seven. At least four of the seven. How do you interfere with her person? How do you arrest, by the way, is a term of art at common law, quote, arrest, end quote. If you arrest someone, you stop their movement. You seize them. Who seizes her without committing a felony? Who seizes her without committing a felony? I do not think that the sheriffs that we've described in this group right now have the gravitas, or they have the support to do it. She then issues a decision on fair maps. And it's whatever it is. I don't know what her decision is going to be. I don't know what all the decision is going to be. Say they appoint a special master. Special master will be a statistician, political scientist from Madison, Marquette, you know, somewhere. I don't know where they're going to be from. Maybe UWM. And they come up with a proposal. The judges then say yay or nay. They bless it or don't bless it, and it goes into effect. At that point, what does Voss do? Does he go back to court to try to stop what they just ordered? I don't think so. Does he go to federal court? Federal court already said they don't have jurisdiction. You see what I mean? I think Voss runs out of ammunition unless he can interfere with her person. And I think, look, some of these yahoos kidnapped they were set to kidnap the governor of Michigan, Whitmer. They had a cabin in northern Wisconsin. You know, we think we're so holy. That plot was discussed just north of Dane County in Wisconsin. There were Wisconsin people that were in on it, and she was going to be taken to a cabin in northern Wisconsin. At some point, those of you out there who are Republicans, do you hear what I'm saying? Do you at some point say enough is enough? I'm an American first. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's your mind at Wisco Paul?
Hi, good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for your show today. Very informing as usual. This whole thing with Judge Janet is very troubling. Currently, they have two Supreme Court justices that are election deniers, believe it or not. Boss election denier. And when you look back at the Supreme Courts before Janet, you had guys like Gableman and Prosser. They didn't follow any ethics at all in their votes, like for Walker. And the bottom line here is Voss does not want to lose power. They know that it cannot win as many seats in the Assembly or the Senate with fair math. But I tell you what, you're reaching a point here with this rhetoric. Judge Janet may need protection because that's just the point you've reached with the Republican Party. It's a very sad thing to say because I believe in a two-party system, but that's my two cents today, and I hope cooler heads will prevail, but the bottom line is we elected Judge Janet to do her job. Either way she does it, I'm okay with, but I really did want fair maps. Thanks, Matt.
Well, excellent call. Yeah, and I don't want to overstate and sort of put ideas in people's minds. The U.S. Supreme Court now has intensive security. I do not want to see a point where the Wisconsin Supreme Court needs it. However, I am going to say this, and I've said it before. The Republican Party has interjected violence as a political tactic for the first time since the Civil War. Let me repeat that. The Republican Party has interjected violence and the suggestion of violence in our politics for the first time since the Civil War. Europe's had it for a long time. Asia and Africa live by it. That's all they do. We have been exempt. We've got to stay exempt. My message to the Republican Party is this. You can say all you want on issues. I love having you calling on the show on taxes and immigration. It's all great. We talk about all that stuff. But there has to be a core of Americanism, a core of the Founding Fathers, a core of our Constitution in what you do and say. Enough is enough. The gerrymander that you have imposed on this state is unconstitutional. It's commie government, and your attempts to continue to enforce it through impeachment, through prosecution, through whatever it is you think you're doing, through mandatory recusal, trying to change the law from 2017, it's not going to work. We're not putting up with it. Ultimately, you destroy yourselves. But in the short run, you also destroy your state. We've had enough of it. We've had enough of you. The truth is that when you have a legislature that's functionally two-thirds Republican, two-thirds in the Senate, almost two-thirds in the Assembly, that got, 46% of the vote last time, you're illegitimate. You're no good. We don't want you. That's what we're trying to change, and you do not get to use unconstitutional means to stop us. Going to break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really fair. I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few showers and storms in the overnight. We'll see mostly cloudy skies at 66 degrees by daybreak. Northwest winds developing. Wednesday, showers and storms around, mostly cloudy. High just 69 degrees in the afternoon. Northwest winds up to 15. It's 75 at our studios.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. At the beginning of the first segment, I talked about what they're trying to do to Janet Protasiewicz, and I also mentioned Megan Wolf. Let me explain that. Executive Director of the Wisconsin Election Commission. Very sterling reputation, very fine reputation, done a great job, very, very fine job. Everybody that's talked about her, both the commissioners and everyone else, says she's doing a superb job. She's honest. She follows the law. Well, what happened was this. Her term ended June 30. The Republicans want to get rid of her because they want to put in a corrupt type, like the Gableman investigation. Remember that cost us $3 million. He pretended to go around the state looking for fraud. There was no fraud. He got himself sued. He brought lawsuits. Cost us $3 million. $3 million. And then they go ahead and they say, all right, we're hiring some more of these very expensive Republican lawyers to represent Voss and the others in trying to ramp through the gerrymander through Protasiewicz. That's $2 million more. That's their fake ceiling. That's a total of $5 million. It's going to go up. They dip into the old weasel sack. They just sit there. They don't pass it as an appropriation. They go, oh, it's funny money, mad money. What the hell? $5 million. What the hell? That's what's going on. Now, with Megan Wolf, the Democrats were smart. I'm just reviewing the bidding here on the Wisconsin Election Commission. There are three of them, three Republicans. They didn't vote. Why didn't they vote? Because if they vote, then that's just a recommendation to the state Senate, who will then stick a knife in her. Stick a knife in her. There'll be a scream in the alley, and that's the end of it. Okay, so what do? They don't vote. Well, the three Republicans voted in bad faith, not because they really want her. They know that she'll be knifed by the Senate. But there's a very, very uncomfortable rule of law for the Republicans. It requires a majority of the six, to recommend her to the Senate. And three Republicans is not a majority of six. Four is a majority of six, which is why the three Democrats didn't vote. Now, LeMahieu and these other clowns in the legislature, the Republican legislature, go, oh, well, that's sort of constructively a referral. No, it's not. Look, well, constructively is murder. You know, come on. There are laws and there are laws. So right now, there is no decision by the commission on Megan Wolf. So under the Fred Prenn decision, remember Dennis Fred? Dennis Fred. My teeth are glowing in the dark, Dennis Fred. I ate fish from Marathon County. Your county, Fred. Could have eaten fish from any county in the state, and it still is cancer in the water because Dennis Fred was on there doing the dirty work of the Wisconsin manufacturers. Put that aside for a second. But they protected Dennis Fred when they had a Supreme Court that was majority Republican. They said, oh, you just stay on while we take our good time thinking about Evers' replacement recommendation. And then what you do, keep doing the good work, Fred. Make sure that a little more of that cancer gets in that water. Dennis Fred stayed on for 18 months until he did the job. Then he snuck off into the night, retired. And then they go ahead and they put on a vote. Evers stick someone in there, a little late. But the Dennis Fred thing can work against them too. Megan Wolf goes, and so do the Democrats, go, well, I'm still the executive director of the commission. And listen, the clerk, in Janesville and a lot of other places, one of them testifying goes, we need Megan Wolf. We didn't have Megan Wolf, we'd have chaos. They want chaos. Do you understand that? They want chaos. Why do you think around the country poll workers and election commissioners are retiring? They get threats. They get death threats just for being commissioners, commissioners of the election commission, or because they're poll workers. I've known a lot of poll workers. So have you. You go in there. They're usually elderly ladies and gentlemen, wonderful people. They look forward to it socially. Do you think they're corrupt? Do you think yours is corrupt? You know they're not. But they also don't need to be threatened. Somebody's in their 70s, 80s, 60s. They don't need to be threatened. Nobody needs to be threatened. They want chaos because they are corrupt. Corruption wants chaos. So if Megan Wolf goes, they are going to put somebody in without the recommendation of the Wisconsin Election Commission. They can do it on their own. Gerrymandered legislature, they'll do it on their own. And they'll say, look at this fine specimen we have here. We go, well, he looks an awful lot like Gableman. Well, no, he changed his name. He just looks like Gableman. He sounds like Gableman. He believes like Gableman. He takes orders like Gableman. And what's going to happen? There are going to be directives. First of all, there will be chaos. Secondly, he will interfere with the voting by students in particular, especially in Dane County, especially in Milwaukee County, but also in Brown County, Eau Claire County, and other counties. Make it hard. Secondly, he will make it hard for minorities in Milwaukee to vote. Why do I say that? Because the guy, one of the commissioners said, remember in that memo that came out several months ago, we've done our job. You know, minority voting is down in Milwaukee. He was triumphant about it. They want it. They don't have a get out the vote, GOTV program. They have a keep out the vote, KOTV. KOTV is more important to them than GOTV. It runs the gamut of things. But one of them is what kind of ID you can have at the poll, what address you can vote at, a dormitory as opposed to your folks' home up in Hayward or in Platteville or in Janesville. Well, you're not going to go home if you're a student. This is what is happening in Wisconsin. It's happening under your nose. Now, Megan Wolf's case should go to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. I'm very confident, and I think Hagedorn should go along with it, too, because he was one of the voters before. You can't very well vote to say Dentist Fred can stay and not Megan Wolf. That's not right. That's not right. Megan Wolf has got to stay. To leave fair maps. And then you have a legislature that, and this is not necessarily a Democratic legislature. It may be a Republican legislature, but it won't be 2-1. And it will be people who have to get votes across the spectrum, and they'll be more reasonable, and they'll be acting in the interests of Wisconsin and the interests of the United States. Fascism creeps in on little crats' feet. It's creeping into Wisconsin, right under our noses. It has crept into Wisconsin through gerrymander and through these attacks on Protasiewicz and Megan Wolf. We're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great show as always. Great callers as always. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Sign off for today.
But I stand my ground and I won't back down. Easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground and I won't back down. No, I won't.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons, like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.